every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
It's about a 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we'll be hearing more about a new business support scheme in Cornwall. But first, here's the news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Alder King has published its annual review on the state of the commercial property market in the South West. While the market monitor predicts increased speculative development and rental growth across the region in 2014, in Cornwall it is less optimistic, noting that grant funding is still required to make traditional office and industrial development a viable proposition for developers. Business rates are hampering growth. That's the conclusion of a new survey from accountancy firm Bishop Fleming, which discovered that 81% of Southwest businesses have seen their rates increase over the past 5 years, with more than half saying that business rates have risen to almost match their property rent. Cornwall's first fishing training hub has opened in Newlyn, made possible through a grant from the European Fisheries Fund. The new facility provides a variety of courses aimed at improving the skills of local fishermen. And Blue Flame Cornwall returned home from the Atlantic Hotel in Newquay with 2 Excellence in Business Training Awards. The awards, which are organised by Cornwall College Business, recognised exceptional training and development in organisations across the South West.
From a long time ago, we recognised that there would be a skills shortage in our industry.
Here's Blue Flame director Paul Smith.
There is lack of investment into training and apprenticeship. And we took the decision 20-odd years ago that we would run a apprenticeship program and invest and grow our own engineers through the apprenticeship program. A bit old-fashioned, really, I suppose, but it's tried and tested and works.
For a full list of winners, visit our website businesscornwall.co.uk.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So we've had the East Cornwall Local Action Group, which has been looking at the needs of businesses in the east of Cornwall. And now there's a transition period, which is swapping over to the CLLD, which starts in 2015. I've got Kim Spencer from CLLD here. Just explain, what is CLLD?
So CLLD stands for Community-Led Local Development. And what community-led local development is it's following something called the leader approach, which is about networking, area-based local development strategies, but most importantly, the bottom-up approach towards funding for grants, for communities, but also for businesses.
And how is that transitioning from the ECLAG, the East Cornwall Local Action Group? Because you've discovered a whole lot of needs there, haven't you?
So we've just come to the end of the old programme, where we had 3 local action groups within Cornwall as the mainland and one on the Isles of Scilly, one of which was East Cornwall Local Action Group. And under the new programme coming in 2015, we're looking at 100% coverage of Cornwall and to bring together a number of funds to increase the amount of funding available, and also mixing that as a mix and match of funding and loans as well. So this is a very exciting time when the East Local Cornwall Action Group will be coming to an end and new groups will be coming out of this.
We talk about loans here, not handouts, aren't we?
I think we're really talking about a mixture. As I say, we are in a transition phase, and when you're in a transition phase, you don't really want to preempt what's going to come out. But certainly the LEP have given a very strong lead on this, and a right lead, I believe, in talking about loans as well as grant aid, and seeing this as a mix and match. And really, when you're thinking about the loans, you have to think about it being a much more sustainable thing. If we're giving out loans to businesses to grow, when those loans are paid back, they're then a pot of money to give on to the next businesses. So rather than the 5-year or 6-year situation with Europe and European funding, we would then have our own Cornwall pot of funding.
Thank you very much, Kim Spencer, for talking to us about CLLD.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So let's have a look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
On Wednesday, February the 5th, the Eden Project will be the venue for Cornwall Wedding Meetup, a networking event for professionals in Cornwall's wedding industry. The 2-day Event Horizons Conference gets underway on Thursday, February the 6th at Falmouth University. conference will explore two key areas of events industry, digital development and sustainability. And finally, entries are now open for the 2014 Cornwall Business Awards. Full details on how to enter can be found on our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And listen again in 7 days for more from the 7 Days podcast.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.